In rem jurisdiction underlies all civil law. From footnote 24 in Vice Concise Trustee Handbook, a generally unknown fact is that there are several types of citizens now existing in America. The trustees of an express trust may seek protection under the constitutions as state citizens throughout the Union of States, a jurisdiction outside the scope of the 14th Amendment, which we will discuss in a later section. However, it should also be noted of all citizenship, 14th Amendment or otherwise, that jurisdiction over natural and artificial persons is distinguished without a fundamental difference. This stems, surprisingly, from the operation of in rem jurisdiction, which underlies all civil law. Though all courts are familiar with the action in personam, against persons, it is the action in rem, against things, which, though practiced only in maritime law, stealthily operates in every civil and criminal court. This principle is one of the least understood in its entirety. In rem jurisdiction over a man or woman can only exist if the man or woman is a slave, that is, property or res, an object, in which case his or her disposition at law is no different than if he or he were a horse or other goods. See the Zong, Gregson v. Gilbert, KB 1783. In nature, in rem jurisdiction is exercised over men and women by their Creator, exclusively. Governments can therefore gain only a fictional in rem jurisdiction over men by creating various legal devices, personas, for those men to assume limited control of, for example, citizen, taxpayer, driver, etc. Since the device is legal fiction, a falsehood made true by force of law, this persona is in fact a legal object or res. Just as in theater, the persona, person, is separate from the man or woman playing the part, therefore, there may be artificial persons, but not artificial men, natural persons, but not natural men. American Law Procedure, Volume 13, Chapter 5, I, Section 65, pages 156 to 157. The word a person defined. Gaius says ad juris division, the divisions of law, immediately preceding his division of the law then follows, ad condition hominem, meaning the condition or status of men. In the institutes ad jure person arum precedes the expression all our, civil, law relates either to persons, or to things, or to actions. The words persona and personae did not have the meaning in the Roman which attaches to homo, the individual, or a man in the English. It had peculiar reference to artificial beings, and the condition or status of individuals. The word a person, in its primitive and natural sense, signifies the mask with which actors, who played dramatic pieces in Rome and Greece, covered their heads. These pieces were played in public places, and afterwards in such vast amphitheaters that it was impossible for a man to make himself heard by all the spectators, and later by all judges. Recourse was had to art. The head of each actor was enveloped with a mask, the figure of which represented the part he was to play, and it was so contrived that the opening for the emission of his voice made the sounds clearer and more resounding. Vox pernebat. When the name persona was given to the instrument or mask which facilitated the resounding of his, legal, voice. The name persona was afterwards applied to the part itself which the actor had undertaken to play, because the face of the mask was adopted to the age and character of him who was considered as speaking, and sometimes it was his own portrait. It is in this last sense of personage, or of the part which an individual plays, that the word persona is employed in jurisprudence, in opposition to the word man, homo. When we speak of a person, we only consider the state of the man, the part he plays in society, abstractly, without considering the individual. Logic follows that if the man plays no part in a society, then he has no personal attachment or obligation thereto. The trustees under a declaration of an express trust are only persons in the private sense because he is only a person once he has accepted the role offered to him by the settlor. Private persons may also pursue constitutional protection as natural persons, citizens within the meaning of Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution, and may thereby claim entitlement to all the privileges and immunities of same. See generally Paul v. Virginia, 1868. Even though, in today's economic situation the term citizen is presumed to signify the 14th Amendment citizen, the term cannot be applied to express trust when administered properly. In contrast, corporations, as artificial persons, are citizens of the United States, within the meaning of the 14th Amendment per Santa Clara County v. Southern, 1886.